Weekend Breakfast on Radio D-Side.
Okay, you're back with me, Phil Hotchkiss, here on Radio D-Side, and I'm very pleased to say that I have a special guest on the show today. From her home in Switzerland, I have a film director who I once worked with when I worked at a school in Switzerland. In 2015, she produced and directed a film called Mare Nostrum, A Concert, A Journey. It was a documentary film following a journey of school children to their partner school in Morocco. And it featured lots of music from the Mediterranean region and won many, many awards. And its director was Michelle Braun. And she's on the phone from her home, as I say now, to talk about her latest film called Stimme des Abends, The Voice in the Evening. It's a Swiss-German documentary film with English subtitles. And I'm very pleased to say that Michelle joins me now down the line. Michelle, hello, how are you doing?
Hello, Phil.
For those of you who haven't seen the film, Stimme des Abends, the English title The Voice in the Evening, is a documentary observing life in a care home for the elderly in Switzerland during the lockdown due to coronavirus. Michelle, from your perspective as the director, from the many hours of film footage that you were given and that were made available to you when you made this film and when you make your other films, we know that you take great care to select the most interesting sequences to tell a story. And The Voice in the Evening is only a 20-minute film. So how difficult has that been this time, selecting the footage that you need, editing it, and creating a story from what you were given? How difficult has that process been this time?
Most of all, it's a very long process.
Okay.
Veronica and Jörg, the producers of The Voice in the Evening, mm-hmm. they approached me after their shooting with a lot of exciting and beautiful film and photography footage, mm-hmm. and they asked me if it could be made into a film. Mm-hmm. So in the interviews with the home's director and the care team, we learned very interesting and new perspectives and thoughts about life and death, mm-hmm. growing older and the last phase of life in a retirement home. Mm-hmm. But the personal relationship of Jörg and Veronica to the main character, Marguerite, was what touched me particularly. Mm-hmm. And the footage always revealed new treasures, such as the wonderful diaries,
yes.
which made possible this deep closeness mm-hmm. to Marguerite. Mm-hmm. So we were allowed to probe into her life and her innermost thoughts and feelings, and yeah, I'm very grateful that she shared so generously her life, mm-hmm. but also her process of dying with me and finally all of us.
Yeah,
We took a lot of time in the editing process. We worked very carefully and very mm-hmm. thoughtful. We talked a lot, we wrote, we read. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We have repeatedly searched through the film footage and the diary entries with new or different approaches mm-hmm. until the common thread was emerged.
I see.
It's a very free approach, and I appreciate that very much in the cooperation with Jörg and Veronica, because mm-hmm. I think that's actually in this way of working the only way that made possible this film at the end.
Yeah. And I suppose, as you say, the material that you're dealing with is very intimate, very personal. So you were aware that you had to be very careful with it and almost a little bit critical of yourselves to tell the story in the correct way as well, I guess.
Always, yes. That was like something that we were all the time preoccupied of. And
I
think also Veronica and Jörg, they were still in this, they just lost. Veronica lost her mother, and Jörg is. So this is also a very delicate situation. Working in the editing process is also working very close to all the characters.
And,
you can see them in a very close way. So that it really asks a lot of care.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, for all of you involved, really quite emotional as well, I would think.
Very, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the music in the film is very moving too. Can you tell us something about how the pieces of music were chosen? You know, where they came from?
During the rough cut, we kept looking for suitable music, and soon we had this feeling that this clear sound of a harp could be particularly fitting. Mm-hmm. So Jörg asked Ariana Saval. She's a great artist with an incredibly broad musical spectrum, and she's the daughter of a Catalan musical family. And Arianna saw the rough cut, and then she visited us in the editing room, and she immediately made like all of her pieces available.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. You actually contacted the artist and got her on board as well. That's brilliant. That's really good.
Yes, yes. And she was immediately open, and she liked the project very much. And it also this came as far as she decided to compose the final piece in the film together with her partner Petra Udland Johansson.
Yeah.
And this piece is based on a poem of Rainer Maria Rilke, and that's very special for us.
Okay. Oh, so that was that was composed especially for the film.
Especially for the film. The other pieces normally her music is very dominated by her voice. Mm-hmm. She has a very beautiful voice together with this harp. But in the film, we used it in a very fragmented way without the voice, only the harp. So it changed a lot. We worked with it very fragmented, and actually that's what underlines, I think, the deepness. And
yeah. Well, with the harp melody, you kind of you used it to almost create a theme then that runs through through the film. Yeah. No, it's really beautiful. It's definitely a film that stays with you when you watch it. You know, it's only 20 minutes, so I would advise anyone who's listening to this and is interested in it to go and find it. I'll give the address later. But it's 20 minutes and it's a very interesting film, and it leaves you, I think, certainly for me, it leaves you with lots of questions as well. Yeah, lots of quite deep questions about life and death, as you say. And it's just a beautiful film, and congratulations, I have to say.
Thank you very much.
The film has already won one award, is that right?
Yes. The Sweden Film Award, yes.
The Sweden Film Award, okay. Well done on that. And I assume, you know, you will be showing it at other film festivals as well. So good luck with it. For anyone who's interested, you can find the film at www.kino-online.ch/English-subtitles. That's www.kino-online.ch/English-subtitles, because it is available in Swiss German, in the original Swiss German, but with English subtitles for anyone who is interested. And best of luck with it. And thank you very much for agreeing to talk to me today. Thanks very much, Michelle.
Thank you, Phil.
Thanks.
And have a great day.
And you, thanks. Bye.
This recording remains the property of Radio Deeside Community Radio. Any unauthorised copying, broadcasting, in whole or part, distribution in any format, including online, is strictly forbidden without the written consent from Radio Deeside Community Interest Company. For more information, email info@radiodeeside.com.